Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović for Fred Film Radio. I'm at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to director Andrea Štaka. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Natasha.
You are here to teach. You just taught a masterclass at the Talent Sarajevo, which is part of the industry section, and you're also here with the film in competition. And first I'd like to talk about the masterclass because it's fresh in your mind. You just finished it. You just walked out the door. How did it go? What did you teach? What did you speak about with the students, and how were they? Were they responsive?
Well, actually, they all saw the film yesterday, so that was important. And I had decided to talk about how you actually go from your personal story, from the core of your film, and how you visualize it, how you get it to the screen. So I wanted to talk to them about creating their own universes and ask them also, you know, if they already have their subjects or if they're still looking for them. When I teach, there is like a starting point I always have. I tell the students to either tell a story about something they really know what they're talking about, or when they create a very subjective or fantasy world, they really have to be consequent in it and creative. So we talked about that, and then I involved them very soon with questions, and they were really interesting, and I think they said that they enjoyed the masterclass.
And we should say the title of the film, which is Ture, The Life of Another. And I can imagine it must be fun to teach at a place like this because it's a very intimate atmosphere. The talent section is not so large as in other festivals, and the students seem to be really engaged. The participants seem to be engaged across all the categories. Did you speak to one group more than another, or were they mixed?
Well, actually, I was supposed to speak to directors and producers, but then the actors ended up as well, so I had to improvise a bit because I wanted to involve all of them. And, you know, I didn't know how it would be. I didn't know who was in the masterclass, if they would come up with questions. But from the very beginning, they had questions, and there were a lot of questions on directing, on content, on how I write scripts, and then also one or two questions on production and one or two questions from the acting side. And when I teach, I try to talk about how I make films and also in a way show how it's a process that is also vulnerable. So I never teach recipes because I don't believe in recipes, but I tell them what inspired me, what books helped me, how I built my films and universe, where I struggle, because making films, you always struggle also. So in a way, showing them that it's a very fluid up and down process because that's what they experience. And it's important for them to know that when you do it, even after 15 years, you still have that. So that's also their decision then. Do they want to go on with this job that is beautiful but also tough, or, you know, do they want to do something simpler, if there is something simpler?
Now, your family is from the former Yugoslavia. You were born abroad, but your films are very much about immigration and identity and tied to this territory. I mean, immigrants from this former country. There's Fraulein, which won the 2006 Golden Leopard, in Locarno, Hotel Beograd, Jugodivas, and now this film, Ture, The Life of Another, is also about identity. It's also about a young girl coming from abroad and taking over somebody else's identity. As somebody who, in some ways, maybe shares a similar past with you, I feel like it's you either, for a lot of immigrants, you either assimilate completely in the new country that you go to, or you are always struggling with questions of identity. Do you feel like this is, I mean, this must be where a lot of your work comes from?
Yes, and obviously also a lot of people ask me, you know, is this, why do you explore that subject so many times? And I must say, in the 90s, when I started making films, it wasn't a visible subject. Having two cultures in you, struggling between two cultures, this cultural identity wasn't so obvious in the media and the discussions. It was there, you were either from a place or you were a foreigner, point. In America, it's different. In America, you have the tradition and kind of how foreigners are treated is different than in Europe. But when I started making films, people were like, you know, who's going to be interested in that, having two cultures inside them struggling? But then I realized a lot of people and more people actually have that problem or that privilege because it's both. You know, it's nice having two cultures, but I dig deeper. I don't show just the beauty of it, but I show the struggle that comes with it. You know, Chekhov once said that he writes books on things people, ordinary people, would just walk past by. Mm-hmm. So This belonging is very important to me because it's something that doesn't let me go, really. And it's also a fluid thing in a way, you know. Sometimes I think one day I know where I belong, you know, I'm Swiss, and then my boyfriend comes and says, oh, the way you behave now, it's so not Swiss. And then I think, okay, actually it's not about geographical belonging, I'm just myself, I'm Andrea Staka. And then the day after I'm like, well, but who is Andrea Staka? So it's, you know, it's a very vivid process. And then also, you know, for me, my films are not just about geographical or kind of identity where you belong, they're also about female identity and about also identity coming from a place where there was a war. You know, with the breakout of the war, even if I wasn't in the former Yugoslavia there, my family was. So I was very affected, and it was something very violent that I didn't expect that happened. And this violent thing kind of changed, in a way, my identity or my sense of identity. And then I saw in the media, you never saw women during the whole war in the former Yugoslavia.
And even though there was a very horrific campaign against women, yet you didn't see them very much.
Of course, I just saw guns and men, and people asked me, you know, you're really primitive down there. And I also felt hurt because I come from Sarajevo and Dubrovnik, and I know children, young people, women, interesting people. So I had this, it's not a political mission, but kind of it was a mission of survival, you know, to show the other side. And in Hotel Belgrade, I talk about a couple that separates. And not just because of the war, it's they separate because their relationship comes to an end. In Jugodivas, I show five really interesting and intriguing Serbian artists who found a new home in New York and who at that point said that they really didn't feel nostalgia towards Yugoslavia or Serbia, but their art was full of their roots. So that was an interesting contrast. In Fräulein, I explored different generations of women leaving a country. I don't like the word immigrant too much because it's like women who had for different reasons to leave their country and work somewhere else. And when I started making the film, also a lot of people said, you know, who will be interested in three women kind of an exploring their pasts of leaving a country and being somewhere in another? But the response was big to the film because a lot of people have that problem. And in Zure, it's more kind of the subconscious or darker side of identity that interests me. In where you belong, so this Swiss girl comes back to Croatia where she's actually from but not very familiar with, so she's the alien. She comes to a more archaic place. She needs her friend to kind of be initiated into this society and takes over her identity. And also the question, you know, can you have two sides, or do you sometimes need to kill one in order to feel yourself again? So, you know, I think it shifts. Sometimes we know who we are, sometimes we don't, as citizens, women, mothers, filmmakers. But it was more exploring kind of that, kind of the zeznute strane, the kind of wicked sides.
Right, the tricky, the wicked, yeah. The tricky, wicked side. I understand fully what you mean. Also, you know, coming from having been born, being half Serbian, half Croatian, being born here, being far, far away, growing up in America and being far away from the war, I feel like my whole life growing up, there was always, you know, the Wizard of Oz, there's that, the famous saying when Dorothy clicks her heels, that there's no place like home. And I think if you grow up with these torn identities, you realize there actually is no place that is home.
Yes, or often when I was younger, I thought I had a home. The home was obviously where my family's from. And when I went to Dubrovnik or Sarajevo, I talked to the kids there. They said, well, you know, this is not your home. You're Swiss. You don't even know our TV series and our songs. And then I was like, oh, yeah, right. So I come back to Switzerland and I say, well, this is my home. And then the Swiss kids say, yeah, you don't belong here. It's a bit of a cliche, but everyone confirms it who is from two sides. And in a way, it's not a subject or a theme in our society that ended, that we could conclude it. So when I made Zure, I was convinced that the film wasn't going to be about identity. And then when I started working and getting deeper into the thing, I realized it was. And there's a lot of more stories to tell about. Not sure if I'm now the one, because I explored it quite intensely, but excessively already.
That also goes back to what you were saying about the intent that you have with the film that you make. And it makes me think of a joke of, you know, how do you make the gods laugh? Tell them that you have plans. And that's probably a very important thing that young, emerging filmmakers, creative people working in cinema or in any of the arts need to learn, that what you start out, the idea that you start out with and what you're going to end up with can be two entirely different universes, I imagine.
Yeah, they can be different. I think the heart of a project, the soul, needs to stay the same. And I think there at the beginning, that's how I work. I try to really understand what the core is. And Von Karwai once said that sometimes when he starts writing, he finds out what the core is. But sometimes he has to start shooting to know what the core is. But sometimes it's in editing, and other times it's been when he saw the film for the first time on screen. And that's also something. Sometimes you can't verbalize it from the beginning, or you don't know it. And then it can be difficult for the making of the film, or maybe you fail also in making it because you never found it. And sometimes you have to let go and have faith that you will find it on your way, because, you know, each film has also its subconscious.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Natasha.
I've been talking to Andrea Staka, the filmmaker of Zure, The Life of Another, who's here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival in competition with the film, as well as a teacher who just held a masterclass in the Talent Sarajevo program. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.